Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, fresh off a week of listening to experimental music.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to listening to songs with words again.
Last week, you left us with a challenge about Brian Eno. We say Eno already.
Maybe you say that. I said start with his name, change one letter to a T, then rearrange the result to spell a certain type of singer. What is it?
After some rearranging and some prodding on your part, I finally got to baritone.
Yes, and you ended up correct. All right, Ian, according to local legend, a cook at Moon's Lake House in Saratoga Springs named George Crum fried paper-thin slices of potato until they were crispy, salted them, and created what he called Saratoga chips. Of course, we know them better today as potato chips. One story says his sister accidentally dropped a slice of potato into the fryer. Other stories say that there was an irate customer who complained that his French fries were too thick, so he got back at him by slicing them as thin as he possibly could, and the customer loved them, and so he kept them on the menu. Inspired by that bit of folklore, however much of it you believe, I brought a quiz about snack foods.
Let's head off to Potato Chip Lane in my hometown.
First up, the cookie that celebrated its 100th birthday in March of 2012 by releasing a variety with birthday cake flavored cream between the two chocolate cookies.
That's a Hydrox. No, the Oreo.
Oh, four people got that Hydrox joke. The snack food that was the subject of a now closed Philadelphia museum, a tour of which included a demonstration by a woman who could hand twist 57 of them in 1 minute.
I'm assuming a pretzel?
Yes, I picture her having the Flight of the Bumblebee playing in the background while she does it or something. But yeah, 57 pretzels in a minute. Amazing.
Well, I can eat that many, but how did the place ever close?
People like you showed up and ate them faster than she could make them. The snack food whose mixed variety must state, according to a 1977 FDA regulation, if any component of the mixture makes up more than 50% of the package by weight.
Chex Mix?
No, the FDA regulation is about mixed nuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when you see the package, it says, you know, contains less than 50% peanuts or more than 10% cashews or something. That's actually regulated by the FDA.
Now, does the FDA have to let you know if there's a snake in there?
The cracker, developed in the early 19th century by, and named after, a Presbyterian minister who used it as a staple in a diet he believed would curb impure thoughts.
Oh, the graham cracker.
The graham cracker, yes. And finally, the snack food that, contrary to a popular urban legend, does not have an indefinite shelf life, despite the chemicals used in its production.
I think it's a Twinkie.
It is a Twinkie. Well, Ian certainly wasn't much of a ding-dong this time around. He got 4 out of 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. Have you ever used the Twinkie defense for something? Quiz@WAMC.org.
Or you can put down that zebra cake and surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this challenge.
Think of the 8-letter brand name of a popular snack food beginning with P. If you change one letter to an S, you can rearrange the result to spell another word beginning with P that names certain types of beverages. What is the brand name and what are the beverages?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America, where he does not eat too many ringdings. And a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge and have an answer for you, I hope, this time next week.